all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, so now we have fast food options even a nutritionist eats. Now, as an expert in nutrition, I try to stay away from the places, but there's got to be something safe out there. Right, Michelle?
You got that.
Seriously?
Right. You got that.
So
right.
We have an expert, Kimberly Tesmer, who is a registered dietitian and is a published author and a dietitian in Brunswick, Ohio. And her book is Tell Me What to Eat If I Have Celiac Disease. And, oh my goodness, I mean, what do you eat, right? And so...
Right. So, Kimberly, we're so happy to have you on the show today. My first question is, give us some examples of fast food restaurants.
Okay, so lots of chains out there. You know, you have your McDonald's and your Taco Bell and Burger King, Wendy's. And believe it or not, if you make the right choices, you can actually find some healthy options at these places.
You can?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Well, no. What, Michelle, let's get real. What you have to do is dig down, and you have to, you know, kind of not pay attention to any of the little bad boy things that are on every single shelf in these places, and you just have to stay really focused, right, Kimberly?
That's right. Takes a little planning ahead, and really, if you go to their websites, you can find out all the nutritional information for any of the fast food restaurant chains. So you can always.
All right, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. Let's go to Dunkin' Donuts right now. Go ahead,
you're
Kimberly.
So bad.
I know Michelle and I are looking at each other, going, I don't
Dunkin'
know about
Donuts
this.
Okay. Of all places.
I mean, seriously, other than black coffee, what else is there?
Well, you definitely want to stay away from. I'm sorry, but the donuts. So that's not a good option there, but as a lot of those places do, Dunkin' Donuts has bagels as well, so that would be a better option than a donut, especially if you opt for one of the whole grain bagels.
Got it. So let me ask you another question, because I was just watching a movie, a documentary yesterday on our healthcare system and how broken it is, and one of the things that they talk about is that even in fast food restaurants, the healthier options are more expensive, and so people are picking the less healthy options because they're less expensive. What do we do there?
I'm not sure if I agree with that because, you know, a lot of times, like if you go to McDonald's and you get the Big Mac, well, you're not going to just get a Big Mac. You're going to get a French fry, and you're going to get most likely a large soda, and so those things start to add up, where if you just get maybe one of their premium salads with the grilled chicken, that's all you need, that and a glass of water, and you've got a meal in itself. Or you go for something like the snack wraps. I know McDonald's has the snack wraps, which are quite a bit cheaper, and they're smaller portion size, which is, you know, a perfect thing because that's what you're looking to do.
Because you want to control the portions, right? That's part of
the problem. Yeah, because because all restaurants have much larger portions than you need. So a snack wrap is really more than a snack. It's mainly more like a meal, but you know, as opposed to the other sandwiches and things they have, it looks more like a snack.
Got it.
Okay, so but when I go to, you know, I'll go to Starbucks, for instance. And, you know, which I kind of consider fast something. I don't know, fast caffeine. And I'm getting my skim latte. Isn't that redundant or something? I mean,
yes.
Someone once described a cup of coffee as a cup of go fast. I guess they're right. Uh-huh. But anyway. So, you know, when I go there and I'm looking for something healthy to eat, 9 out of 10, what you see is that nasty yogurt with the 5 pounds of granola stuck on top. You know, it's 900 grams of, you know, carbohydrates, so bag that noise, especially for $6. And then maybe they'll have some, you know, hummus and dying carrots, you know, maybe some little pita somethings with some cheesy thing. And, geez, they're charging like $7 and $8 a hit. Now, I'm kind of with Michelle on this one. You know, a lot of these places like that especially are pretty high-end-ish, and they cost a lot of money, whereas you could just quickly grab a biscotti for a couple of bucks and have that with the coffee instead of having something healthy. So it's a bit of a battlefield out there, right?
It is.
It is, and I agree with something like Starbucks because I feel that, you know, their main focus is coffee and beverages, so when you go in there for something to eat, you know, it's probably not going to be as fresh as another restaurant that you might go to, and, yeah, it's going to definitely be more expensive. So I would not, you know, in my opinion, go to something like a Starbucks for something to eat, especially if you're looking for something healthy.
Yeah, but, you know, you get desperate. You know, you're running around. It's in between meetings. It's snack time or something.
Or you're at the airport, you know, which happens all the time,
oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, the airport, please. Hello,
that's
my second.
The worst.
I was just at O'Scare the other day. I'm so sorry. Chicago's O'Hare. And I was doing the same thing. But, you know, here's the other issue. I'm going to challenge you with this. And that is that, you know, when I wrote The Hunger Fix about the first, you know, this is the first consumer book on food and addiction. You walk into a place like that, you know, like Dunkin' Donuts or wherever, and you're just wall-to-wall cues and triggers. That, according to research, is really what gets you going. And the next thing you know, if you don't have a strong constitution and that prefrontal cortex of yours isn't kicking in, then, you know, you're going to cave to the crave. So don't you agree that we have all of these addictive cues and triggers everywhere? It's war out there.
Oh, it is. I completely agree with you. And willpower is tough. And, you know, you have to fight it the best you can. And you got to think ahead, and you have to do things like if you're out on the road, you know, and you want a coffee, hit the drive-thru so you don't go in to see everything else that's around you. Because with the best intentions, you might walk into McDonald's thinking, I'm going to get that salad, and you look up at the larger-than-life Big Mac staring you in the face, and, you know, everything goes right out the window. So, you know, when you can, If using a drive-thru is going to help, you know, make sure that you do that. And if you are somebody that's on the road a lot and you know that, pre-planning is everything. Because if you can have snacks in your car and water in your car and things that are going to help you throughout your day, you're going to be less likely to have to even step into a fast food restaurant.
That is so true. It is so true. And I couldn't agree with you more. Like, you have to be prepared. I mean, it takes a little thought behind what you're doing. But if you're prepared, like, I always take rice chips with me. I bake them at home. They're rice tortilla chips. I bake them at home, and I take them with me on the road. So it's something to snack on. I know it's healthy, low in calories. And I think people just don't think about it. But I guess my question for you would be for our listeners, what are the healthier fast food options in fast food restaurants? Where would you suggest that somebody, if they're going to go somewhere, what are the healthiest options?
Well, if they're going to go somewhere, I would say like some of my choices would be something like a Subway or a Panera or Chipotle. Something that you know that when you go there, there are going to be more healthy options than not. You know, a lot of these restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King, majority of their options are not going to be healthy.
Well, I also think that it's important to check their websites, too. You know something,
for sure.
Kimberly, you've done a great job with this. Kimberly Tesmer has written, "Tell me what to eat if I have celiac disease," and helped us understand healthy fast food options. Even a nutritionist eats. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And don't forget, be prepared when you're traveling and be careful about what you're eating. And if you have to go to fast food, make sure you're ordering the right things. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.